Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Michael McDowd. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a trivia question. Today's trivia theme, miscellaneous trivia. I always wonder what you do, Mike. Now, the audience on the radio can't see what you're doing, but you're doing like a wave.
Yeah, I'm doing the old roller coaster, whatever this is. I just feel it. I gotta get the energy going, especially when you got a guy coming up who we're going to introduce in a second, but... Yeah, you know, it's sports, for God's sakes. It's not brain surgery, so we got to have some fun, right? You know, do the sprinkler.
Yeah, we always said the show was like, a bunch of guys sitting around talking sports and business with the audience listening in. And we're going to have Coach Matt Driscoll, coming on pretty soon here. But we got to make sure also to talk about the Padres. Is this going to be the year that they're actually they've been to the World Series at least once. Was it once or twice?
Well, Steve Garvey was played. They lost, I think once to my knowledge.
Remember where I was.
And by the way, this is a short tease, but I have a pretty serious connection with Padres, and I'm going to save it for the show, but, I got to tell you about that.
All right. Because even our San Francisco Giants with Buster Posey coming on as a general manager, they've sort of turned the season around already. And I know it's been really early, but what are they, like 10-3?
Yeah. In fact, this is a tease part of our show, but the Giants have the second best record at 12-4. Padres are 14-3.
It's early.
Okay.
It's early.
All right. All right. That was our guest that we're going to introduce in the next segment. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
Voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Mike McDowell. Mike, please introduce our guest who's been on our show once before.
And he sure has. He's one of the all-time great guys, the best. His name is Matthew Driscoll. He is the head basketball coach. I don't know if he's got a new title as well. With the NIL stuff going on at the University of Florida, he's probably he's the head basketball coach. He's Matthew. I don't even want to get into this yet, but 16th, just finished your 16th year. We had you on the beginning of the season, of course, the Ospreys at the University of North Florida playing the ASUN Conference. And Matthew is one of the guys. He is the guy at this school that leads this team. He's one of the most approachable human beings you'll ever meet for a person in high-level athletics. I believe he's given his phone number out to how many thousands of students, Matthew?
It's over 50,000, probably closer to, probably by now 16 years, probably closer to 75,000,
80,000. He's not kidding you, because he does that. Because he came to
904-383-2786. You can have it. 904-383-2786.
You do it for a reason, because, you know, I got to be honest. Yeah. I've known Coach for a few years, and he came to my men's group at our church and gave a phenomenal talk. And he is a guy that will go out of his way to help others. And I think that's the secret, his secret to his success. He's not just a head basketball coach, but he's a guy that truly cares about humanity. He cares about his players. He loves his wife, his family. And I got to tell you, Matthew, of all the college coaches I've dealt with in my career, you are by far the top of the list as far as being the most pleasurable. Thank you for joining the show. We're thrilled to have you. We go around the country, border to border, coast to coast, and overseas of our U.S. military. So a lot of people are going to be listening to you. We're so happy to have you again. And just thank you so much.
Well, first of all, thank you. That's very kind. Second of all, we actually do something really powerful from a military perspective. We do a thing called Soldiers of Sidelines. And so it started out as football, the word sidelines. And they were when soldiers were coming back and they were leaving the military and kind of finding their way again, so to speak, in normal society. They were helping them become football because they wanted a lot of coach. Well, at COVID, basketball came into play. And so we've got a lot of coaches that we've helped that are soldiers, help them transition into that basketball. So for those out there listening, if there's anything like that from a soldier's side, you could wake up. Very powerful organization. And a lot of good. You know, it's interesting you guys got business in sports because obviously the last time we talked, it's even become even that much more to the forefront of taking place college athletics. And because of that, when we talked, you know, we were getting. And we did something this year at the beginning of the year that no one in college basketball history, so this is pretty cool for your show, no one in college basketball history ever beat two Power Four road teams in the first week in true road games from a level like ours, and beating South Carolina and Georgia Tech in the first calendar week, Monday and Sunday. And so because of that, you go to Chaz Lanier, who was at Tennessee, ended up winning the Jerry West Award, played for us for 4 years. And right after we beat South Carolina and Georgia Tech, he made six threes in the first half against Baylor down in the Bahamas. And so all of a sudden, Chaz Lanier, North Florida, Chaz Lanier, North Florida, and everybody's like, North Florida, they just beat South Carolina and Georgia Tech. Well, they must have some more good players. Well, we were the preseason favorite to win the league last year until the portal opened. And now we got one guy who's on campus at Purdue as we speak. We got one guy who's on campus at Indiana as we speak. Rutgers, I just got off the phone with him. One guy who's going to visit Miami on Thursday. And another guy that just signed at East Tennessee State for six digits.
And I mean, so you're like a feeder, you know, to other schools. Well,
I don't like to use that word. I don't like to. What I like to say is that goes along with what you guys say. Is our job is to pour into these young men and make them as good of men, as good as potential husbands, fathers, if that's in the cards. But we get fired for losing. So you got to pour into them and just develop them and develop them and develop them. Well, when you develop them and other people see that and they know coming from our program, they're going to get a great student. They're going to get a great human being. They're not perfect, but they're really good human beings. And so we've really have lost four guys that are, we'd be picked to win the league. And now we got four really good ones coming in. We got seven returning. So that's 11. And so now we're trying to sign three guys. Like, for instance, the one kid made 104 threes, shot 43% from three. He's the best available shooter in basketball. And he's at Purdue right now. And he's been playing for 5 years. He's got a degree from Columbia. But how does a kid like that turn down $300,000-$500,000? Like, you can't turn that down.
No.
And I love him, and he loves me. We just had a very emotional time last week. Sure. But that's our job. That's our job. Pour in, make them the best version of them.
Matt, you remind me of like a chiropractor who does such a good job that he gets himself out of a job. Because he fixes people, you know, like a doctor, you know. That is pretty tough. How many students in the undergrad at North Florida?
About 18,000. We're trying. Our goal is 25,000 by 28. So we've just done over in my time there, guys. We've done over almost $750 million in construction.
Wow. You know, I can see where
we've only been here since 72, guys.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, I can imagine that, you know, because of who you are and who you pour into these kids, you know, when word gets around like that, I would think that there'd be a fair amount of parents who have a really good basketball you know, where they kind of look and they go, okay, you know, you might go into the pros, you might get looks, but we really want someone who's going to invest in you. You're shaking your head. No, does that not happen?
Well, Mike knows where I'm going to go with this. And so many people are being led by the wrong people.
Yeah.
That are looking at things through the wrong lens.
Yeah.
And instead of saying what you just said.
Yeah.
That and money, I get it. Some people need money. Some people, you know, 50,000, they don't really need it. They could do away with it. But like, you're a business podcast, right?
Sports
show.
Sports,
right?
We're a sports show.
But it's business. That's my point. Well, this is a business.
Yeah.
And so you should be making business decisions. And my point is, you got a Chaz Lanier, you know, almost seven digits, if not more. And then Josiah Miles making over $500,000. You would think your son would be like, I need to go there, get their tutelage, be poured into as a man, understand how you can love on your wife and love on your children, yada, yada, yada. And then, and then whatever transpires. But we're struggling to find that guy, which is crazy.
I hear you. Tell you what, let's go to our first commercial trivia question break here. And if, as a reminder, Coach, if you know the answer, don't say anything quite yet. What luxury brand has a gold crown as its logo? That's our trivia question. Email Edward at SportsEcon101, the answer to that question. What luxury brand has a gold crown as its logo? All right, stay with us. SportsEcon 101, we'll be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell and our special guest, Coach Matthew Distrell. First trivia question, what luxury brand has a gold crown as its logo? All right, Mike, you get one guess. Coach gets three guesses.
I mean, that's certainly not fair because I know the answer, I'm pretty sure, but I'm going to be a smart ass. I want to say a smart ass. Crown Royal. I know that's not the right answer.
That's not a luxury brand per se.
It was a joke. It wasn't.
Is that the answer? Was that the answer?
No, it's not. I don't want to spoil. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Coach.
The only thing I could think of right away when you said a crown as its logo was LeBron James, which ends up being Burger King. So I'm going to say Burger King.
No, it's a luxury brand, and no offense to Burger King. Go ahead, Mike.
If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Rolex.
You are correct.
Oh.
Rolex.
Hey, it's coming from Ed. I don't wear a watch.
I know. I put my cell phone on my wrist like that. You know, it's a little big, but I'm not a jewelry guy, except for my wife says, make sure you wear your wedding ring.
Gosh darn it. Man, I should have got that. Because they do a good job branding. Usually at the Formula One, especially those city races like Miami, Vegas, and stuff. Yeah. Rolex does a great job with Van Strappen and those guys.
Let me tell you, just a break, Mike, before you get there, let me just say a really quick thing. So this is how much I don't wear watches, never have. Back in the 80s when, you know, Rolex was the big to-do, I was kind of a top salesman in this business I was doing. And so I won, not only one, but two Rolex watches. And they said, you have a choice. You can get the Rolex watches, or you can take the cash. I said, I will take the cash. You know, what am I going to do with one, let alone two Rolex watches? Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Head Coach Matthew Distrell, University of North Florida, our special guest, really one of the all-time great guests we've had on the show. And, you know, Coach, by the way, speaking of Rolex watches, if Coach Driscoll's team was all afforded Rolex watches, how much influence would that have on a player coming in North Florida? Because those bad boys are about 50,000 each?
No, they're not that many.
More than that?
Maybe.
No?
I think those kind of things are really, really difficult. I think I'm just talking to so many coaches right now that are recruiting our guys, and we're really good about that because we want our guys to be successful that are leaving. You know, Chaz is a good example. But the problem is, Mike, is you also got a locker room. And so, for instance, if you're paying me $400,000 and I'm the lead guard, and you're paying this other guy $1.5 million and this other guy $2.5 million, and you want me to give them the ball, like, there's a lot more to this than meets the eye. And then next thing you know, you got people that are jealous. And here's another good one. This happened this year in college basketball. How about the guy you're paying $2 million to, and he doesn't pan out?
Yeah.
The nastiness and what people said to that kid and what people direct message to that kid it's sickening. So, you know, these kids want paid, and I'm not against it, but you know, with that comes a lot that people just don't realize.
Hey Coach, so listen, we had you on the beginning of the season. I didn't want to bother you during the season because I know how you are. You're beyond focused, and you do a great job. You try to prepare your kids as best as possible. You got some huge wins. We can tell just by your voice, the energy, the passion, you are feeling it. So as the season progresses and you have those wins, and I know they're just games, one game at a time, but surely you must have felt like this team had some juice and some energy to get this thing going, to win the ASUN Conference. What was it? What's your assessment?
So you're 100%. You are like spot on. We thought during the summer that we were going to be, we were picked, whatever. We're going to be seventh, I think, is where we finished, and we were picked. And I thought, you know what? They picked us 11th last year. We finished fifth. We're picking us seventh this year. We're going to win the conference. You know, that was how my mindset is. And so you think about that as your team. And then next thing you know, you beat South Carolina, you beat Georgia Tech, you have a heck of a game against Georgia. And then all of a sudden, the wheels fell off. Mm. And all of a sudden, you're like, okay, how many guys are being approached by agents? Eight guys raise their hand. Even a kid that's redshirted, that's 7 foot tall, raises his hand. It's legal. Yeah, it's legal.
Okay.
And so all these dudes are now starting to get all this information. We can get you here. We can get you here. We can get you here. So we had to work our tail off to get that out of their heads and get them back. And we did. We started out 0-3 in the league. Then we went 6-2 the next eight. And we thought we were rolling. And then all of a sudden, you know, this happens and that happens, and we lose six games that are two possession games. And so, in my opinion, we should have been what you said and had a higher level and a higher compatibility, competitiveness. But there's just so much going at these kids and just, you know, promises, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And so how do you blame an 18 to 22-year-old kid? Like, they've never seen this kind of money before.
Well, literally, Matthew, you play in the ASUN Conference, Lipscomb, North Alabama. North Alabama had 24-11. That's insane for them. Florida Gulf Coast, Jacksonville, EKU, Queens, Austin Peay, Stetson.
Queens.
West Georgia. So, listen, with this kind of money, how is a conference like the ASUN going to even survive? Is that a fair question?
Well, some people, it's a great question. You need to know this. Some people have money. Some people were able to give guys money. Now, what's the truth? What's perception versus reality? I can't tell you because I'm not on their staffs. But we heard there were some players getting six digits, and they were some of the better players in the league. But I think now those guys will be getting maybe $400,000 or $500,000 to move up. So this little 1 year window of guys being able to buy guys or have guys. So our league, there were teams that did. There were teams like us that give, a lot of teams give what's called the Alston Award and then cost of attendance. And so a lot of teams do that. So that's fair level ground. But once you're given, in this case, NIL or collective over the top of it, you know, so the ASUN's going to, like, Ja'Kari Lane went to Texas A&M. Jake Ognisevich went to Washington. Our guys, like, we got three guys that are probably going to go Power Five. So there's a lot of good players. And that's why the tournament, guys, was so 1, 2, and 3 seed heavy. Like, I crushed the tournament in my bracket. I had 14 out of 16, 8 out of 8, all four Final Fours, and I had Florida. But I had to blame Duke.
It was an exciting final game, but there was only like a couple of plays where you looked and you said, wow, you know, a real wow. A lot of it was just...
Well, there was only a couple games like that. McNeese State might have been the only team anybody talked about that crushed Clemson. And just so you know, there's not going to be any more of that kind of stuff, or I shouldn't say that, very little upsets. because everybody's going to buy the best ride. Just got done talking with a Power 5 coach, guys. I had to hang up to get over to you. Like, everybody's overpaying. They're paying Mike $500,000. They're paying you $700,000. Then they're coming back and they're coming to Mike and saying, Mike, I'll give you $7,000. And like, Mike was going to take $5,000, but yeah, I'll take $7,000.
Yeah.
So everybody's overpaying for talent that's not good enough, maybe.
Well, Coach, go ahead, Edward. You know, one thing's interesting. Edward and I, you know, came from the Bay Area, San Francisco, and I think it's really a kind of an interesting comparison. You take University of North Florida, you take University of California, Berkeley, who all this rich tradition and history. But you know what? I'm going to say it as a lifelong Bear fan. Cal stands for constantly always losing, okay? So I said that, not you. But, you know, and yet they can't even find a big Silicon Valley or legacy donor to really step up to take them. So how is North Florida? I know you have a great donor, but, you know, that helped the basketball program. But you follow what I'm saying. I know we got to take a break.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to a break and we'll let Coach to answer that. All right, ready? Let's see if we can get this one. What common spice is actually a hallucinogen? What common spice is actually a hallucinogen?
All right,
stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. Mike, we get back. All right. Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowell, our special guest, Coach Matthew Driscoll. And our second trivia question, what common spice is actually a hallucinogen?
So I thought you said, I was going to say mushroom, but that was too easy of an answer. It's not a spice. I'm going to say paprika.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance, with state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is, so you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
For over 30 years, SF Bay Adventures has been the premier boating event and tour resource for the San Francisco Bay. Their flagship schooner, Free to Be, is an 80-foot sailboat modeled after traditional tall ships, offering the romance of yesteryear with modern amenities. Groups of up to 49 can rent schooner Free to Be for private events such as birthdays, weddings, memorials, and team building. Smaller groups or individuals can also buy tickets to public tours, such as Sunday morning wildlife sales under the Golden Gate Bridge. Visit sfbayadventures.com or email info@sfbayadventures.com to book your adventure.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplace, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Elements Day Spa, located inside the hotel, offers individual and couples packages with treatments inspired by Tahoe's nature. The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa, located close to all South Lake Tahoe summer and winter activities. Perfect for individual and group getaways to the lake and mountains. No added resort fees here. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com.
Just minutes from LAX, the Lum Hotel offers travelers a comfortable and convenient stay in an exciting neighborhood. Its prime location provides easy access to major attractions such as SoFi Stadium, Hollywood Park, and the future home of the LA Clippers. You'll enjoy a fitness center, resort-style pool, and rooftop bar. The perfect spot for dining after a game, enjoying craft cocktails before a concert, or just having a casual dinner. The Lum Hotel just recently opened, so book your reservations now at lumhotel.com. That's L-U-M hotel.com.
No, but that's I think that's kind of close, though. Go ahead, Mike.
A paprika, really?
It's not the answer, though.
No. Like cloves?
No, I would have thought that too. Nutmeg.
I'm close.
Used to use it all the time during Christmas.
Yeah, okay.
Nutmeg is nice.
looked a whole lot better than they were.
So did we.
Exactly. And when you have the eggnog, it's like, I don't know, everyone's in a happy mood.
Yeah.
Hey, go ahead, Mike. Ask your question again.
Coach, let me re-ask the question. So we made a comparison, University of California, Berkeley, and I made the smart-ass remark of what Cal stands for, constantly always losing. I have a soft spot in my heart for them. I don't really mean that. But, you know, North Florida, where you are at, in Jacksonville, Florida, you've had, a major sponsor step up to help the program. But without these types of major sponsors, and this applies to any Power Five school, and Cal's a good example, if you don't have those people, those alums stepping up, I don't know how.
So, first of all,
anymore.
When I first got the job 16 years ago, they used to say UNF means you never finish. And that used to really, really piss me off. We've graduated every single kid. And so the day I went to do a donor's thing was at the plantation, which is right down the street. It was about 2 months on the job. I wrote on a post-it easel. I wrote, urgency never fails. And if anybody ever jokes to me about you never finished, I go right back at them with, actually, it's urgency never fails. Because if you have an urgency about what you're doing, you're going to get done. Now, you might have some stumbling blocks along the way. So this, when these donors are starting to come in, like right now, we're building a new locker room. And so, like, people only have so much money to do so much. And so as our university continues to grow, a lot of things you're going to see is you're going to see schools start to cut off, like, programs. They're going to start cutting out programs. They're going to start making programs, club programs, so that they can have a better budget for this revenue sharing, so that they can disperse the money to the programs that are going to bring in the most revenue. And so I think there's going to be a lot of athletes along the way that are going to be left out. I think there's going to be a lot of conference reshuffling again. And I think the bigger boys, Cal, for instance, I think those guys are going to break off and eventually be their own entity. And there'll be a new governing body. And I think the NCAA will go away. And I think there's going to be a professional, semi-pro. Wow. Even if you go to school, you go to school. If you don't, you don't. Type of thing. I think it's going to end up getting to all that. I think we're 5-7.
How many years away do you
think about it? Just think about how fast this went. The transfer portal started in 2018. And in seven years, it's now a multi-million dollar business for players. And when it started, it was to help guys be able to be seen or to be noticed or to be recognized to go to another school. And now it's a multi, like, there's dudes going in the portal that shouldn't be in the portal. You know, they're taking a risk.
Yeah.
Well,
I remember in the, quote, old days, they used to say, you know, you shouldn't pay these college players because if you're giving them a scholarship to go to college, that's effectively paying them.
Yeah, but if you, you know, look, 60, if you look at the amount of hours they put in, and which, you look at the amount of work and then community service and then going and doing stuff for the university and all this stuff over and over and over and over and over again. I mean, there's definitely some worth to it. I'm not against paying athletes. I'm not against any of that stuff. Somehow, we've got a, my wife, actually, love this. She's actually doing a paper right now, and she's actually starting her own governance was the project. And how do you get the transfer portal? Like, how do you get that thing harnessed in? How do you governance? How do you get a collective bargaining? How do you do all this stuff and make this much, much more palatable, so to speak? And so she's actually writing a paper on it. For instance, Purdue gets out a kid. They pay him, let's say, $500,000. I'm just throwing a number. $500,000. They got to give us 3% as well, like the Premier Soccer League does. So we get a transfer fee. So they got to pay us. What's 3% of $500,000? What, $15,000? They got to pay us. You got to pay us $15,000. So we actually get some money that we can use for whatever. So, you know, that's an idea.
Okay. Hey, Coach Matthew Driscoll, our very special guest here on Sports Econ 101, heard coast to coast, border to border, and around the world. Hey, Coach. All right. Here we
tax
are.
Tax day, April, by the way. We don't have to say it's tax day.
AD, by the way. Yeah, it is. Thanks for reminding me. So let's say 5 years ago, maybe that's too soon. Maybe 6 years ago, did you feel just a few short years ago that no, these kids are coming to get their education? You just articulated, yes, they put in a lot of hours at practice, school, community service, etc. But has the paradigm shifted so much that you just dramatically changed? Or because the saying was, no, we're coming here to get an education, but things have just, it's not even the same world. So have you had to change because of that? Are you still a big believer in education?
Our guys,
I know you are. But you
Our guys, 3.55, our guys, you screw up, you're going to be suspended. Our guys, going to class is called learning. Going to college is called education. So when you say going to get your education, that's the whole kit and caboodle, in my opinion. Going to class to learn and to understand what's out there and what this looks like and how this is going to completely be with you for the rest of your life. And so, yes, it's a huge, 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 and it will be. But to your point, when they first made it a multi-transfers were eligible automatically, like, it's so hard to get kids eligible to be in school because they have to have so many hours based on this project toward degree. So there's so much, like, kids are going to take majors now if they really could care less about. So because all they want to be, you know, just want to play and get paid. And so that whole part of the education system is also, you know, being thrown around too. So from the academia part of it, like, I just, we've got to continue to really press upon these young people that they've got to continue that learning curve and that learning understanding, that they're not just there to become whatever so they can move on to the, see, now they can, you know, we have kids that are going to their fourth, fifth, sixth school. And so, like, you can go to that many schools, like, who's going to be your home school when you're 35 and you're going to have your first child? Like, where are you going to bring them?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask you about that. It's like, you know, because you're going on 16, 17 years teaching. How often have you had some of your first couple of years players come back?
Yeah, all the time.
You know, thank you.
A lot of new babies.
And tell you how they're doing.
One of our kids, his son is a big-time athlete in eighth grade. So eventually you can coach him. A lot of our guys are coaching. A lot of our players live in the area. Some of them are millionaires. Some of them are working in the workforce and really being productive in society. And so I'm in contact with those. I pray for them every Sunday, every single person that's come through those classes. I pray for them every Sunday. And so, yeah, it's a really cool family. And it'll always be that way. Even the guys that are leaving. I got no, like, you poured into us, you did the best you could for us. Like, how can we, fault you for wanting to go, you know, do this. So yeah, it is what it is. And I tell you guys this too. It's a beautiful sport. It's a beautiful industry. But that house settlement, that, if you ask me, Mike, your question earlier, that is what has completely transformed. Like the Tennessee quarterback, I'll give you this example. I'll give you an example, though.
Yes.
He probably went around it, about it the wrong way. His people went about it the wrong way. Whatever you want to say, he's 18 to 22 years old. But there's at least 20 coaches this year, probably closer to 50, whose agents were doing the same thing all year long. And a lot of those coaches got way better jobs than they have now and are getting paid a lot more money. It's just, it's not public like this kid is. So, no, I just think it's unfortunate, but that kid's going to be made an example of because he's the first one to ever do it. And in a year from now, like, he's going to be like the dude, like, oh yeah, he started it, but there's going to be so many of them, you're not even going to be able to name them. Because if there's no contract, no collective bargaining, what are you going to hold them to?
Wow. Well, you know, the question is, you know, I know your predecessor, your colleague down in Gainesville did really well. He won a national championship, young guy, Coach Golden. And from your perspective and your level, we're talking money here. This is a business sports show. How much more? I mean, I know one 100%. Of the things, you play one of the toughest schedules in America for a school of your size. Okay. And one of your jobs is to coach and to win basketball games in the conference and outside the conference. But what I also know about you, and you mentioned you're the revenue producer. Okay. So here's a question. Is it more important to produce revenue and play those big money teams? Okay, of course it is, but how important is it also that, including winning?
Well, yeah, eventually they'll let me go. Because if you just, you know, Jeff Fisher is a good example, right?
Yeah, dude.
Mr. 500. So, like, you play these games, you bring in this money, and then you beat a couple of them, right? So now nobody wants to play you. But this revenue and about $300,000 in premium seating for our home games, all this revenue comes in, but it supports the 19 sports that we have. And so I'm balking. I have over 100 losses on my resume.
Right.
It's hard for me to get a job. I mean, if my shirt said Florida, not North Florida, well, then it'd be a little bit different. And so I got all these losses, but it helps our sports. Our athletic department, it helps our sports, it helps with trainers, it helps with strength coaches, it helps with mental health, it helps with academia, it helps with everything.
All around. Yeah, hey,
I can't stand this. You guys are clean.
Going to do a quick break here. What was the original color? Okay, what was the original color of the Eiffel Tower? Stay with us. Sports Econ 101, we'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell and Coach Driscoll. Okay, last trivia question. What was the original color of the Eiffel Tower? And Coach knows the answer. Go ahead.
Pewter?
No.
Pewter?
What?
No. No. The original color was red. And
red?
It's Venetian red, if you want to get specific.
Why?
That was the original color of the Eiffel Tower. Isn't that crazy? I don't. You're asking me questions. I don't know.
If I'm thinking so, playing with it. Maybe I don't know.
Just know.
Hey, yeah. five seconds, guys. Big week. I think this says a lot. You got to pray. You got to pray just to make it today. I want to wish everybody a great, a wonderful Holy Week and a blessed, happy Easter to all three of you, to all two of you. Actually, there's three of us, but you know what I mean.
Hey,
all right. Yeah, hey, so thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Hey, Coach, awesome. Let me give you our thoughts for the day because you'll like these. You ready? So if laziness was an Olympic sport, I would come in fourth place good. Just so I wouldn't have to walk up to the podium. Not bad, huh? And yesterday, man, I had a really bad day. First, my ex got run over by a bus, and then I got fired from my job as a bus driver.
That is a good one.
Okay, there we go. We got a couple of laughs out of them. All right, Coach Matthew Driscoll from the University of North Florida, thank you again for joining us. Always
God
a pleasure to have you on. We're going to have you back on again. Mike, any last words? All right.
One
audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Happy Easter, military. And America.